As Leah Penniman once said, the land was stolen, the labor was stolen, so the food system, as it stands today, is built on stolen land and stolen labor. Welcome to my podcast, a podcast exploring the powerful intersection of farming, racial justice, and liberation. Today, we will tell the story of Leah Penniman, farmer, educator, activist, and author of Farming While Black. Through her work at Soulfire Farm, Leah is radically transforming how we think about food, land, and justice. This is not just a story about agriculture. It's about reclaiming identity. It's about healing generational trauma. And it's about growing a movement from the soil up. Leah Penniman grew up in a mostly white neighborhood in Massachusetts. As a child of Haitian and African American heritage, she often felt disconnected from the land, almost as if farming was something other people did. Her early encounters with farming were not easy. She faced overt racism and skepticism in agricultural spaces. But everything shifted when she interviewed at the Food Project in Boston. There, she saw farming not just as a job, but as a tool for empowerment. She learned that tending the earth could be a radical act, one rooted in care, culture, and resistance. Leah has said that her personal journey of racial alienation led her to a political awakening, one that would redefine her life's mission.
Well, the family story goes that our grandma's grandma's grandma, Susie Boyd, and many of the women in the community of the Dahomey region of West Africa, when everyone around them was being kidnapped and rounded up and they faced an uncertain future, they made a choice that astounds me, even in this moment. They decided to take the okra, the millet, the black rice, the cowpeas that their families had saved for generations and to hide them in their braids because they didn't know where they were going, but they believed against odds in a future on soil, and they believed in us, that we would exist and that they needed a legacy to pass on. And the reason I wanted to put that dedication forth is because in these challenging times, it's very easy to give up, to lose hope, just put Netflix on and chill, right? And I have to be reminded that if they didn't give up on us, then who are we in much less dire circumstances to give up on our descendants?
In 2011, Leah co-founded Soulfire Farm, an 80-acre haven in Grafton, New York. But this isn't just a farm, it's a movement. Its mission? To end racism and injustice in the food system. Soulfire hosts immersive training programs for Black and Brown aspiring farmers, teaches youth about food justice, and delivers fresh, culturally relevant produce to marginalized communities through a sliding scale CSA. And why is this vital? Because in the early 20th century, Black Americans owned over 14% of U.S. farmland. Today, that number is less than 2%. Leah sees farming as a form of resistance, of reclaiming what was taken and healing what was lost.
Our mission is to end racism and injustice in the food system. It concentrates the land, the power, the food into the hands of a few, and sadly, mostly European heritage folks. You know, 95% of the land is owned by white people. If you're white, you're four times as likely to have a supermarket in your neighborhood. You're less likely to have diabetes or heart disease. If you're a farm worker, you're not protected under the same laws as other workers in America. And so we have this institutionalized racism just baked in to the system, and it's invisible to a lot of us on the day-to-day. So at Soulfire, our small part is, number one, steward the land the way our ancestors did and feed the people. Number two is to provide culturally relevant farm-based education for folks who want to take leadership in the food system. And the third thing is to be rabble-rousers and change policy and change the way resources are distributed so that we have the means of production to make lives on land.
In 2018, Leah published Farming While Black, Soulfire Farm's practical guide to liberation on the land. This was the first comprehensive how-to manual for African heritage farmers in over a century. It blends practical farming advice, composting, seed saving, marketing, with lessons from African agricultural traditions and political education. But it's more than a manual. It's a call to action, a healing guide, a blueprint for liberation. It's used in schools, by community organizers, and by young farmers trying to reconnect with ancestral practices. As Leah writes, to farm while black as an act of dignity and defiance. Leah Penniman isn't just rooted at Soulfire. She's a national leader. She co-founded the Northeast Farmers of Color Land Trust, works on land reparations policy, and speaks across the country. She's advising institutions, mentoring young land stewards, and shaping the future of food justice. Her legacy is already visible in the rise of BIPOC-led farms, land collectives, and justice movements from California to Georgia to upstate New York. She is changing the narrative, making it clear that farming belongs to everyone. Before we close, I want to take a moment to share why this story matters to me personally. Learning about Leah Penniman and Soulfire Farm challenged the way I think about sustainability and justice. I've always been passionate about environmental issues, but Leah's work pushed me to confront the deep-rooted inequities in our food system that I hadn't fully understood. It made me realize that conversations about climate, food, and the environment must include race, land, and history, or they're incomplete. Her commitment to land reclamation, cultural healing, and community empowerment is more than inspiring. It's necessary. It made me reflect on who is allowed to feel connected to the earth and who's been pushed away from it. And honestly, it made me ask, what is my role? What can I do with the knowledge, the access, and the platform that I have? This podcast has been a journey for me too, one of listening, learning, and starting to take responsibility, not just for what I eat, but for the systems behind it. Stated by Leah Penniman, farming is an act of defiance against a system that was never built for us to thrive. From a childhood of isolation to building a community of resilience, Leah's journey is one of reclamation. Soulfire Farms reminds us that food justice is racial justice. So what can you do? You can support local Black and Indigenous farmers. You can read Farming While Black. You can share Leah's story with others. You can attend a Soulfire training. You can think about where your food comes from and who has access to it. The soil remembers, and through Leah's work, it's beginning to heal. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'm Sebastian Bjorkason. Until next time, keep growing.